traditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Which is in heaven, and to his darling son Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary, so that we all may have a right unto the tree of life. And to that blessed Holy Spirit which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all matters spiritually. I just would like to say thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your grace. And thank you for your mercy. Oh, Father God, I just want to say thank you. For I realize that I can never thank you enough, because you look beyond my faults. You look beyond everything that I did that was wrong, and you still saw fit to bless me and use me. And for that fact alone, I give you praise, O Heavenly Father. I just give you praise. And, O Heavenly Father, I lift up a special petition of prayer for everyone within the sound of my voice. I don't know their situation. I don't know their circumstances. I don't know what all they're dealing with. But you, Father, who are their creator, I know you're more than able not only to supply their needs, but to fulfill the desires of their heart. And I pray that you bless them, not only according to your riches and glory, but according to your perfect will for them. Touch them, O Heavenly Father. Move in every home. Move in their families. Bless their loved ones. O Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, for I just want to give you praise. I want to give you glory. And I want to give you the honor. Now, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 39 through 40, it states, "And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" Now let me say that again. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 39 through 40, it states, "And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" My brothers and sisters, many people of today would say that the year of 2020 has been a very trying year. And to be honest with us, there are so many of us couldn't wait until that year was over with. We as a human race have been through so much, and for some of us it has truly been an ordeal to deal with. In other words, it has truly been a struggle because of what all that we had to deal with, and also for the losses we all have suffered throughout the year of 2020. For as early as March of 2020, we found ourselves in the middle of a pandemic, dealing with a disease that there was no known cure for, which was released into the atmosphere. This disease not only affected us, but it affected the whole world. In fact, it caused so many people to be sick. And not only that, it played a major part in claiming so many people's lives. But we can truly say thank you to the Lord for allowing us to be able to sustain the hardship that it brought. Amen. Then there was the senseless killings, the killing that are most notable are the ones that were white on black crimes, because it brought back to remembrance the way that we were treated in days of old. To so many people of color, it causes us to reflect on racism. To so many people of color, it causes us to reflect on racism. For yes, in the days of old, people of color were treated badly. But I just want you to know today that I am truly grateful today, because we as a race of people have come a long way. And yes, we do have a ways to go, for the saga continues, because the struggle is real. And let us not forget about us killing us.
the black-on-black crime. For in my neighborhood alone, in the past month, there has been at least 4 senseless killings alone. Amen? It don't make no sense, but I remember the word says the mysteries that are known to man are known of God. That is why we should constantly stay on our knees praying to God for healing throughout the land, because I believe only he can turn it around. Y'all don't hear me now? I say I believe that only God can turn it around. Then on top of all of that, Hurricane Laura came through and paid us a visit. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the year 2020 has been a trying year. That's why today we're going to use for a theme after the storm. And we have been through a storm, and the year is not over with. And because in this year, we have been affected by so much rain till it causes a great flood, and the homes, there are some homes that were destroyed in 2020 that have not been repaired yet. And here it is now, they are affected by the storms of the year of 2020. These times of the day kind of put me in remembrance of the twin cities in the Bible. Remember the story about Sodom and Gomorrah? So much was going on in those two cities that was not pleasing in the eyesight of God. Because if you look at the world of today, there's so much that is going on in the world of today that is not pleasing in the eyesight of God. And God destroyed those two cities. Take a look at this world today and really look at what is going on in this world. I don't need to point it out one by one because each one of you already know what is right. Each one of you already know what is good. Each one of you already know what is acceptable to the Lord. And don't stop right there. Take a look at your life, because the Bible tells us that we must examine ourselves. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Mark, as we look at this chapter text, we'll find that this was during the time that Jesus was in the bow of the boat, and he was asleep, and a great storm had arose. The winds were blowing, and the waves were tossing to and fro, and the rain was just falling. And it was so fierce that the disciples, they became afraid. And they went to Jesus and said, Master. They woke him up and said, Master, do you care if we perish? And Jesus just looked at him. I can only imagine the look that he gave him, because he like, you really don't know who I am. You really don't understand what power that I have. You really don't understand what I'm capable of. So I ask you today, my brothers and sisters, so many of us call ourselves Christian. So many of us call ourselves believers. But do we really truly understand who God is and what God is capable of? You see, my brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches us that we should fear the Lord. You see, if we truly understand who God is and what God is capable of, so many people should be running to the Lord, because they realize only God can turn it around. You see, when Jesus woke up and he stood up and he looked at the wind and he looked at what the storm that was brewing, and he said, peace, be still. And and everything became calm. It became so calm, the disciples said, what manner of man is this? You see, my brothers and sisters, you don't know the power of Jesus until you're trying for yourself. I remember my mama used to always tell me, Robert, keep on praying, because prayer changes things. Do you believe that prayer changes things today, my brothers and sisters? Jesus ended by saying, how is it that ye have no faith? So in the words of James Cleveland, I just would like to ask you, oh, where is your faith? Amen. Who are you putting your trust in? Who are you leaning and depending upon? You see, my brothers and sisters, because the storm's going to keep on coming. Amen. They're not going to stop coming, because that is the job of the devil, to steal, kill, and what? Destroy. Amen. But what are you doing? Who are you depending upon? Who are you relying upon? Remember, his strength will be made perfect in our hour of weakness. Amen. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we are going through a storm. And the storm that we're going through brings to remembrance that old song that had a line in it that said, when the storms of life are raging in my life. You see, I just want to come to your Father just as I am, asking you to just stand by me. Yes, thou knowest, and not only does thou knowest the wind and the sea, thou knowest everything. So please, Lord, stand by me. Now, the question that I have to ask you right now, my brothers and sisters, are you standing by God? Because God is, without the shadow of a doubt, standing by us. I truly believe that God is not only standing by me, but he's standing by each and every one of you. For remember, in his word, he said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake you. And my brothers and sisters, if we stand by God and hold on to his unchanging hand, everything will be all right. Yes, if we stand by God and have as much faith as the grain of a mustard seed, we can say to that mountain when it rises up in our wet path, we can say to that giant when it don't want to move out our way, just get behind me, because you have no power, no dominion in my life. If you just stand by God, yes, my brothers and sisters, if we stand by God and keep his commandments, amen, God's blessing will be upon us. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if we stand by God and abide in his word, we will be able to follow that path of righteousness. Remember, say, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we have no reason to fear no evil. For remember, my brothers and sisters, for thou art with us. And I come to realize that as long as the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if we stand by God and be about his business every day of our life. For I know that as long as I'm taking care of God's business, he will take care of my business. For remember, it said, first seek ye the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Amen. So when you're taking care of God's business, so I come to encourage you today, my brothers and sisters, to be about our Father's business. Yes, if we stand by God and be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, because we are an example. Amen. Let people know that God's way is the best way. And yes, if we, when we do this, we'll be able to endure all that this world can throw at us, because God is with us. For remember, in his word, he said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake you. So I come to you today, my brothers and sisters, to encourage you that no matter what's going on in your life, just continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Because after the storm, yes, when the breakthrough comes through, yes, when it's all said and done, God's way is always the best way. So just trust in him and lean on him and depend upon the Lord. For God is a great God, and he's greatly to be praised.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Many. Come on, give Deborah a hand as she comes. Jesus and me.
No more. His precious face.